Hello and welcome to episode 7 of series 2 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. This is the podcast for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with everything that is new in our profession. My name's Craig Smith from The Big Picture People. This is just one of our short intermediate episodes that we have between our interview shows. So last week you will have heard the interview that we had with Shiro Tabajnikov from ITA. If you've not already listened to that, you can find that on our website or wherever you get your podcasts from. That was all about engaging multicultural employees. And next week we have an interview coming up with Tanya Pakuta, who is from a company called LeasePlan. And what we're going to be looking at there is how we can adapt our changing our internal communication to changing needs, and particularly during the pandemic. Tanya is going to be sharing with us some of the stories that they've had in their organization, some of the ways that they've adapted their communications to the changing needs of their employees during the last 12 months. So I think you'll find that really interesting. But today's show, as I said, is just a short episode. We're going to be running these between the interview shows, and really they're going to be focusing on an individual theme, and it's just going to be me who you're going to be hearing from. And it's also linked to a resource that we are making available to share with you that you can use either as a personal reflection exercise or you can use with your team as well. And the one we're going to be sharing today is designed to be a personal reflection exercise, although you could use it with your team if you wished. And it's all about determining your values. Now, a lot of clients that we work with will already have established values within their business or within their organization, and they will have probably spent quite a lot of time designing those and pulling them together. So what we're not talking about here is how you might rewriting those values. And actually in the next episode, short episode like this, in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to be looking at how you can assess your existing values for how fit they are for purpose. So I was debating which order to put these in, but I've started with determining your values first, because if you haven't got values, you have got values, but if you've not actually spent time to articulate them or think what they are, this is the sort of where the starting point. But even if you do have organizational values, I think it's useful to reflect on this from your own personal perspective, and in order to sort of check that the values that you've got as your espoused values are the ones that you think the organization actually has. So the thing with values, I mean, we work with organizations and clients who are looking to communicate their values. And I think the big challenge with values, as any of you who have them or use them will know, is that we often default to a single word value. We'll use a single word and think that that has sort of universal meaning to everyone within our organization, that single word will have the same interpretation by everyone. As you probably know, that isn't always the case. So with any organizational values, I think there is work to be done in order to what I call operationalize them, to make them actually understood, and that the definition of them is clear across the organization. And I think to do that well and effectively, you need to be able to articulate some behaviors that are indicators of whether or not we are delivering those values. And that's something we do with our clients when we're working with them to create a big picture, particularly if there's a strong values element, is some of the visualization and some of the exercises that we will do with them and they will do with their employees is all very much around how do we operationalize those values and turn them into something that is tangible and that we can observe whether or not that is happening within our organization. But the resource that I'm going to share with you today is sort of dialing back from that, which is to start to think about what are some of the words that we would use to describe our organization, the things that are really important to us. And that's essentially what values are. At the end of the day, we have personal values that drive our behavior and drive our decision making. And as an organization, we have a collections of values within the organization and things that are important to the organization and what we want to drive decision making and behavior within our organization. And that's all values are at the end of the day. So the exercise I'm going to give with you is it's a sheet with a number of different descriptor words on there, different words that you can use. And what I want you to do, and the instructions in there are clear, is to identify which of those words really resonate with you, either personally or organizationally or for your team. And I want you to select them, and I want you to filter them down into three that really for you are the ones that you would never give up, the ones that are absolutely critical to you and your team and your organization, and are the things that you would never let go of. And by doing that, what I'm trying to force you to do is to be really crystal clear about what your organizational values are. Now, hopefully, if you do that exercise for your organization, it already has some espoused values, you will find that you will gravitate towards what they are as well. But if you find that they're massively different, if you think there is actually a different set of values within your organization, that's fine. It's okay to have sort of local and team values and personal values. But obviously what you want to do, make sure, is that there is some congruence between them. Just because they're not exactly the same doesn't mean that they're incompatible. So that's the next part that we're going to look at. As I said, not in this episode, but in a couple of weeks' time, I'll get you to think about how you can assess your existing values and compare those with the ones that the organization actually needs or has. And also strategically, what is other they still relevant? Are they still important? So as I said, today's resource is really about getting you just to think about what those values are. And you can do this on a personal level as well. The document that's set out that you're going to download also looks at what your individual values are. And if you're maybe working in a small team or a small organization, or you're working perhaps for yourself, having personal values and knowing what they are is also really important as well. And being able to articulate them and being able to make sure that you find clients and customers who fit with your values and other employees if you are at the stage of recruiting as well. So the resource is available on our website. It's thebigpicturepeople.co.uk/resources. You'll find it there. It'll be on the list of under personal reflection exercises. That's where you'll find it. And you'll be able to download it from there. As I said, it's a really simple resource. And all of the resources that we're going to be sharing in these episodes are really straightforward, easy to use. There's clear instructions. We've given you an idea of how long it should take. And we've kind of ranked them in terms of difficulty from sort of one, as in really easy, up to 10, which is quite challenging and one that you'll need to sort of spend a bit of time on. So the idea is that you've got some stuff that from us that you can use and you find helpful and you can use with your teams as well. And if you want to discuss how you might use them in different ways, feel free to give us a shout, get in touch with us via the normal route, either via engagingic.com. There's our website for the podcast. You'll find there's a form at the bottom there where you can send us some comments or questions, or just get in touch with us via email at info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. So anyway, that's all I really wanted to talk about today. If you have any questions and you want to get back to us, if you've got any feedback on any of these resources that we're sharing, hopefully you're finding them useful. But if you've got any feedback, let us know, and we will do our best to provide you with more resources in the future that you will find helpful and useful. Okay, thanks very much now. Take care.